Thankful that God has allowed us to come together. I know that within me, Brother Hurley, I can do nothing. God is able to work through this man here that you see. Some people may not believe that, but it's true anyway. I haven't got nothing to hide. I've got a lot to tell you. But it's something I told Brother Fred. I've studied this all week, Brother Hurley. It's bothered me. Things disturb my mind. Listen, I'm not going to try to elaborate on this, but I want you to take it home with it and wallow it around a while. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now, I didn't write this Bible, Brother Hurley, but that struck me so strange. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Who was we? The apostles have been preaching to these people. Yeah. Tell them about them. Amen. Sister Octavia, an angel from heaven, would preach another gospel. Think about it, people. It's a serious, serious matter. Now, I didn't write the Bible, Sister Kim. The Bible's here for us. Sister Sandra, I know you're a Bible study. Can't get home and read it a while and study on it. We hear a lot of things preached that just ain't true. We hear a lot of things advocated that just ain't true. We hear a lot of tradition put forth, but just ain't true. That man have created them own selves. Now, whether you believe that or not, it's a fact. Now, I know that I hope God will bless us for a minute of time. Will not take a long time. But Brother Hurley brought something to my mind. Who did the promise come to, brethren? Abraham received the promise, did he not, brother? Not of seeds, but of seed. Who was the seed? Christ Jesus was the seed. Now listen, folks. I believe they was on a journey one time, don't you, Brother Hurley? I believe that there was men traveling with them. Brother Charles? They were traveling, and I believe Abraham had his son with him, don't you? And I believe, Brother Charles, that God spoke to Abraham. Don't you, Brother Fred?
Sure he did.
And I believe that he told Abraham to go to the mountain. Don't you, Brother Lon? Well, today, Brother Ronnie, and I believe he told him to take his son with him, did he not? I hope God will just for a minute, Brother Lon. I don't know. Kind of strange feeling here today. Sometimes it happens that way. I don't understand it. Sometimes I can preach, and sometimes I can't. But I want you to know today that when he told Abraham to go, Brother Charles, what did he do? He went, did he not? But I want you to know when he went, he took his son with him. And I want you to know, Brother Charles, when he went, that his son went with him. But I want you to know when they got to the mountain. Well, Brother Early, what did they find there when they got there? But what did Abraham say unto them when he left, Brother Harvey? He said, me and my son, we're going to go. And but what else did he say? Brother Harvey, but we well shall return. And today, Brother Ronnie, I want you to know that he believed God, did he not? And he understood. And Brother Charles, yes, today, brethren and sister and good friend, when he went there, did he know that God today was going to ask him to offer up Isaac? And I believe he did, Brother, and Brother Charles. And that I want you to know that he believed, Brother Fred, and that if he offered him up, that God would give him back to him. Don't you believe that, Brother Ronnie? And today, yesterday. I understand. And Brother Charles, and that when he went, and Brother Charles, and he took him, and they went up on the mountain, and Brother Charles, and that yesterday, brother, that he went up there, and Isaac began to say, and like this, Brother Fred, you pray, and just for a minute of time, and here's the altar, and here's the wood, but where is the sacrifice? And Brother Ronnie, yesterday, Brother Ronnie, he said, and today, and what did he say? God will provide, God will provide one, and God will provide himself, and they sacrifice, and today, yesterday, Brother Ronnie, I've heard him say, like then, that it was a ram caught in the thicket, and then there was going to be the sacrifice, and all these things, but the Bible said that God will provide himself a sacrifice. Who was he talking about, Brother Lee? And today, yesterday, he was looking far off, Brother Ronnie. And I want you to know that he was looking to cry, Brother. And that was himself. And that he was going to provide. And today, yesterday, but I want you to know today that he did provide himself a sacrifice. When did it take place, Brother Hurley? Did it take place on the mountain there? About one day on a hill, Sister Octavia, one day on a hill, and Brother Fred, and today I called Golgotha, and there was a sacrifice made, and Brother Hurley, and today, who was that sacrificing, brethren? It was himself, brethren. It was crying, Brother Lon. Oh, Brother Fred, he offered up himself. But why did he do that, brother? Because Brother Hurley, you preached about the high priest going in once a year and offering up sacrifices and hoping they would be accepted. Every year, they went from year to year, and offering up these sacrifices, and they were accepted, Brother Hurley. But what did they do? Them sacrifices, all they done, Brother Hurley, was stay their sin from time to time. All were they waiting on, Brother Hurley? What were they waiting on, Brother? They were waiting, they had the promise, Brother Fred. They had the promise of something better to come, did they not? Brother Charles, but all they were doing were staying their sin, and from time to time, waiting on the supreme sacrifice to come. Brother Lana, and I want you to know, who was that supreme sacrifice? Brother Lana, it was Jesus, he went to Calvary at a pay a price for me, Brother Fred. Oh, he went to Calvary to pay a price for you. I want you to know, the other one, Brother Hurley, they couldn't save you. I want you to know, all they could do, Brother Charles, was keep you from time to time. But I want you to know, when Christ went to Calvary, Brother Charles, he paid it all, did he not? And today, he paid everything that I owed, Brother Charles. And he paid everything that you owed, Brother Hurley. And today, yes, Brother Fred, I want you to know that Jesus is the reason for us being here. Jesus is the reason, Brother Lon, for everything that we do in this world. And so therefore, the promise was made to Abraham, and the promise was made all under the law, Brother Kenny. But they were looking for better things to come, Brother Hurley. And I want you to know, Ghost, Brother Fred. How did they know that they were going to come? Because you had these old men of God telling them there's something going to come. Brother Hurley, did they believe them? Many did. Brother Charles, but there were some that didn't believe him. Do you believe there were some that died under the law that went to hell? I do, Brother Hurley. But I want you to know, Brother Fred, that there were some that believed. There were some that believed, Sister Octavia, that Jesus was going to come, provide Himself a sacrifice. Himself, Brother Roger. Why do you mean Himself? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are what? One. So who was Himself? It was God in the flesh. God was in the flesh. In the beginning, what was there? There was the Word. And the Word was what? The Word was God. And what happened? And what happened? The Word became what? And blood and what? And dwelled among us. That one that became flesh, dwelled among us, became Himself. And became the sacrifice that they was even talking about on that mountain, Brother Fred. Yeah. Somebody said that was too many years ago. Yeah. Brother Hurley, it was the sacrifice he was talking about. He wasn't talking about the ram in the thicket, Brother Charles. He was looking far off, Brother Johnny, and knew that Christ was going to come. Knew these things, Brother Hurley. Now I know that this is not popular among a lot of people. I know that they think they can save themselves. I sat and talked with a lady yesterday for a number of hours. And she said, "You have enlightened me to some things that I didn't know about." And I said, "You didn't know about them because you've been blinded." And you know why? She was blinded because some man had her leading her around, teaching her these things that just ain't true. That just ain't true, Brother Roger. We've got men who are claiming to be called of God that has no calling, Brother Charles. All they're after is their own glory and the filthy lucre that they can acquire by that. Just for an instance, the other day I was listening, we're going to close. A man that says he's called of God, Brother Roger, they got him, wanting to get him for tax evasion. He owns a $3.5 million airplane that he said God needed. He owns a 6.75 million home that God needed. And all of this, God didn't have to have it, y'all. It belongs to Him anyway. All of these things, Brother Hurley, God needed them. But the only thing about it is, God's name is not on it, but His name is on it. His name is on it. And the thing about it is, He built His believers out of it. Do you know what God made? We're going to close. Did He make the 747? He made it all. He made everything that was made, Sister Octavia. And everything that God done, He made it good and very good. Sometimes I wonder why He made the mosquitoes. But He made them. I'm not going to deny God's Word, Brother Fred. Sometimes I wonder why He made the snake, but He made him. Sometimes I wonder, Brother Hurley, why He even made me sometimes. I'm so weak. Do you ever wonder that? But then I get down and I study His Word and I know why He made me, Brother Roger. Exactly right. And He made me for a purpose. Did He not, Brother Charles? Are you glorifying, Brother Charles, God? Are you glorifying somebody else? The question you need to ask yourself is that. I'm not throwing off on Brother Charles. We need to ask ourselves a question. Sister Kim, are we glorifying God? Are we glorifying man? Which are we doing? I can tell you, Brother Roger, when I'm in the Spirit, I'm definitely glorifying God. But when I'm in nature, I'm not always glorifying God. You know why? We're going to close. Why can't nature glorify God? The Bible says that the natural man does not, what? Receive the things of the Spirit. And he's an enmity toward God. He has not obtained it and never will obtain it. Now, Brother Hurley, I've been around this Baptist family, I can remember, for 40-something, almost over 50 years. And they're good people. Wonderful people. But Brother Charles, it's time that we get over and let Jesus do the driving. Amen. And let's just ride behind Him. It's time that we let Him do the driving. Let Him be our leader. Because He said, "My people, they know My voice, and a stranger they will not what?" So who's supposed to be doing the following? Who's supposed to be doing the leading, Brother Charles? I think they've got it a little backwards, Brother. I think they've got it a little backwards, Sister Octavia. Brother Darwin, they've got it turned around where men want you to follow them and let God be behind. Brother David, it won't work that way. It won't work that way. It won't work that way, Brother Ronnie. God will not take a back seat to you, Brother David, or me, or nobody else, Brother Roger. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how poor you are. I don't care how sick you are, how well you are. God will not take a back seat to nobody. Either you follow Christ or you're not His followers. If you, like Brother Fred said, and Brother Hurley quoted it, there's more rejoicing in heaven over one that repenteth than 99 that needeth not no repentance. Brother Fred said, "Who is that?" I said, "Them that's already got it." Amen. That's simple, brother. Right. Somebody said, "That's hard to understand." The Bible plainly says it. Than 99 that needeth none. If they don't need it, what is it, Brother Hurley? They already got it. Ain't that plain to understand?
Praise the Lord.
If you had $20, you don't need $20, do you, Brother Hurley?
You already got it.
You got it, ain't you? Why do they complicate these things and turn them into something that don't amount to nothing, Brother Charles? Folks, listen to me. If you've got salvation, you don't need salvation. But if you ain't got it and you get it, there's more rejoicing in heaven over you than you are, Brother Hurley, because he's already got it. Brother Hurley, don't get feeling bad because there ain't no rejoicing in heaven over you. There is. But there is more rejoicing over those that gets it than that didn't have it. Ain't that true? So where are you today? I haven't got where I wanted to go, but that's all right anyway. Folks, listen to me. It's a serious matter. I told this woman yesterday, I said, "Listen to me. If God has enough power to save you, which He does, He's got enough power to keep you. And for these people running around and advocating that God one time saved them and He lost them is a shame. It's a shame, Brother Ronnie. It's an absolute insult to God to say that He had something to do with something that failed." I said, "Why don't you tell your people that they was mistaken within themselves?" And that's true. There's people all over this world. There's people all over this world, Brother Harvey, that some man has convinced them that they're saved. Convinced them, Brother Charles, that they're all right. And they'll split hell wide open. And what does it say? What does it say, those who have proselyted? What'll happen to them, Brother Fred? If you proselyte a person, you make him twofold or more. What? That's what it says, don't it, brother?
That's what it says.
I didn't write it, brethren.
Yeah, twofold or more.
Twofold or more a child of hell than they themselves. Be careful, brethren. Postulation. Be careful postulating people into something that's not true. Be careful of asking them to follow you instead of following Christ. Brother Charles, what's your song, brother? When it comes down time for me to die, Brother John, I'm going to stand before God. Not to be judged. I've already been judged. But I'm going to stand before God, and I'm going to hear Him say one of two things. Come in, you blessed of my Father, or depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. He didn't say, I one time knowed you and forgot about you. I one time saved you and I forgot I saved you. That ain't going to be that way. I saved you one time and you went back on me. So this week, you get in the first book of Galatians and first chapter there and study that. Think about that angel from heaven that preached another gospel that wasn't the gospel. Think about who he was, what he is, and if he's still here today. Brother Hurley, what do you think about him? Is he still here today? Is there still somebody preaching the gospel that ain't a gospel? They are, Brother Harv. That man that had that $6 million home, maybe one of them, I don't know. He may be, I don't know that. So may God bless you and keep you. I love you.